The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
In Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play. The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double! The Hillcats are headed to the championship series!
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats and the Red Sox square off for game number 4 of this 6-game set. Salem currently leading 2-1 as they picked up the victory last night in high-scoring fashion. 10-7 was the final. Hillcats were trailing for much of the ball game, and then just could not get over the hump late in the night. They were able to put 4 runs in the last 2 innings, but unfortunately, they fell just a bit short as Salem picked up the 600th all-time victory over the Hillcats. Lynchburg currently sitting at 599, so that number could change here tonight. But we will find out in approximately 9 innings or so. But right now, managers are at their meetings as they get set for first pitch here tonight. Jose Ramirez will be on the bump for Salem. Adam Tulloch on the mound for the Hillcats, and we'll have first pitch and so much more when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the 4 Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit lynchburg-hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
It is a beautiful evening for baseball in the Hill City. The Hillcats and the Red Sox, the battle of 460. It's about to get underway for another rendition in what has been an outstanding all-time series. Salem leads 600 to 599, but it is razor thin. And even this year, only one game separates the two ball clubs, as they will play again here this evening inside Bank of the James Stadium. It's a beautiful Friday night. The sun is shining, not much wind to speak of, as we get you all set for first pitch in the Hill City. Yesterday, as we mentioned, the Hillcats just struggled to get things going. But they did strike first, which is something that has plagued them a lot in the last week or so, as they were able to strike in the first inning and the second inning. And it's interesting to note that both of those runs were set up by stolen bases earlier in the inning or on the exact play. So when the Hillcats are aggressive on the base paths, they tend to do a significantly better job. However, that is going to make for a much more difficult task, as just coming down earlier this afternoon, Guy Lipscomb will be heading to the 7-day IL with a fractured left wrist. He picked that up diving into the center field wall in an attempted robbery of what would be a triple for Albert Feliz late in yesterday's ball game. It came in the seventh inning, and when he crashed into the wall, he instantly crumbled to the ground and laid on the warning track. He would be removed from the game but remained in the dugout. However, he has now been added to the 7-day injured list. And so no timetable yet for his return. But with the All-Star break coming up, he does have a little bit of extra time to get healed. The problem, though, becomes where are they going to find their speed? Most likely on the backs of Jose Devers and Tyrese Turner. But only one of them in the lineup tonight. Devers is batting fifth in tonight's lineup, as they will look to try and find someone else to produce on the base pass with the loss of Guy Lipscomb. In the third inning of last night's ball game, Salem put a four spot on the board. It was a two-run double by Alan Castro that really broke things open in the third inning. And then in the fourth, they would tack on another. Albert Feliz with a solo shot with one out in the inning. In the fifth, Lynchburg would get that run back as Zach Fascia would drive home Angel Hanau with an RBI single pass of diving first baseman. But then they just matched each other step for step the rest of the way. And when you're trailing, that's not going to cut it. Salem would score two in the seventh, two in the eighth, one in the ninth. Lynchburg would score two in the eighth and two in the ninth. So it was too little, too late for the Hillcats as they fell yesterday by a score of 10-7. Should be a fun rest of the series as well, as the Hillcats and Red Sox will continue to battle it out this weekend. Tomorrow, Faith and Family Night at the ballpark, so make sure to grab your tickets, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. And then on Sunday, brunch and mimosas before the ball game. So if you want to swing over and catch a nice ball game before the All-Star break, it's the final one, your final chance before the teams head on their All-Star break. The players head in various directions, and everybody takes a bit of a pause as the All-Star break will be in full swing. So brunch and mimosas on Sunday, Faith and Family Night on Saturday, and the only place you can get your tickets is Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Couple other moves that have been made today. Jordan Brown activated off of the development list. He had been on the development list for the last few weeks, but he is back and in the starting lineup for the Hillcats. And also, Abel Brito will be arriving in Lynchburg late tonight. The right-hander will join the Hillcats pitching staff. He will be the 15th right-handed arm on the Hillcats roster. So both of those moves taking place today, and will become official here very soon as the Hillcats are making a few final changes before that said All-Star break. We'll take a look at the lineups here this evening. For the Hillcats, leading off the left fielder, Angel Zarate, batting second, the second baseman, Angel Hanau. Hitting third, the catcher, Robert Lopez, batting fourth, and hitting cleanup, the first baseman, Zach Fascia, who was robbed of what could have been an inside-the-park home run yesterday and an outstanding play in right field. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Jose Devers, who ended up ending the game in center field, his first appearance there on the year. Jordan Brown batting sixth, the designated hitter. The third baseman, Carson Tucker, will bat seventh. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Prez Cavanaugh. And rounding out the starting nine, the center fielder, Lexer Sadui. So those will be the Hillcats in order here this evening. And now we'll send it down to Andre Vile to meet the defense and for tonight's national anthem.
Let's make some noise for 2023 Lynchburg Hillcats! In right field, number 29, Prez Cavanaugh! In center field, number 13, Lexer Sadui! In left field, number 22, Angel Zarate! At first base, number 45, Zach Fascia. At second base, number 12, Angel Hanau. At shortstop, number 10, Jose Devers. At third base, number 23, Carson Tucker. Your catcher is number 48, Robert Lopez. Your designator is number 46, Jordan Brown. And your starting pitcher is number 32, Adam Pollock. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Joining us tonight, please welcome Sabrina Graybill.
Oh, oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fights o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
It's time for baseball in the Hill City. The Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox Getting set for game number 4 in this best of 6 series. Actually not best of, but out of 6 series, as Lynchburg will send out Adam Tulloch to the mound this evening. As Tulloch, the left-hander, had an outstanding start in his last appearance. But on the year, he's 3-2 with a 3.94 ERA. In his last outing, he went 5 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts en route to a victory over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Actually, Tulloch has been one of the better pitchers for the Hillcats this season, despite having not been in the starting rotation at the start of the year. He'll face a lineup that looks a little like this for the Red Sox. Leading off, the third baseman, Cutter Coffey. Batting second, the shortstop, Mikey Romero, who returns as the number 5 prospect in the Boston organization, as Salem excited to have him assigned to their squad. The right fielder, Alan Castro, bats third. In center field, Yostinson Garcia. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Abram Liendo. Hitting sixth, the first baseman, Lionel James. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Albert Feliz. Hitting eighth, the catcher, Yoberto Mexicano. And rounding out the starting nine, the left fielder, Albertson Asegan. So those will be the 9 in order for the Salem Red Sox up against the Hillcats left-handed starter. Cutter Coffey will lead things off for Salem. That's Tulloch making his 10th start of the season. In 48 innings, 65 strikeouts, 28 walks. The left-hander kicks and fires, and it's popped up out of play for strike one, and we are underway at 6:36 tonight. A warm 86 degrees at first pitch, as that's in there for strike two. Partly cloudy up above. But not much wind to speak of. The 2-strike pitch, missing wide. 1-2. Lynchburg trailing 2-1 in the series, and 8-7 overall. Just missed off the inside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Coffey batting .226, 4 home runs, 25 RBIs. The left-hander delivers. Not sure where that missed, as Tulloch thought those last two pitches were both strikes. It's a full count. Coffey awaits the payoff pitch. Lefty blows it by him at 94. A bit of a frustration shown by Tulloch on that one, as he reared back and blew it past Coffey for the first out of the ball game. That'll bring up Mikey Romero, making his way back from injury. Romero was the first round pick of the Red Sox last season. He takes a called strike, 0-1. He was drafted out of high school, Orange Lutheran in California. As that breaking ball just missed, 1-1. Will be his first look at full season minor league action. He spent the early part of the season rehabbing in the rookie leagues. That's fouled back 1-2, or now more commonly known as the complex league. While there, he batted .250. Did appear in Salem last year, as that's blown by him. Route number 2, back-to-back strikeouts by Tulloch to open up the ball game. As Alan Castro will step in. Castro in right field tonight. batting .246 with three home runs, 28 RBIs as he cuts and misses at a breaking ball for strike one. Left-hander Tulloch. This is wide, 1-1. Nobody aboard, two away, top of the first inning. Tulloch kicks and delivers. Fouled away, 1-2. Castro had a great night yesterday, reached base four times, including a two RBI double in the third inning. As the 1-2, missing high and wide, two balls, two strikes. Tulloch trying to go 1-2-3 in the first inning and strike out the side. The 2-2 to Castro. Missing off the edge, full count. Left-hander shakes off a sign and now fires. Grounder over towards second, gobbled up by Hanau, who will double clutch and fire on to first for the final out of the inning. Salem goes 1-2-3 through the first inning as we head to the bottom half of the frame here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you. Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
We head to the bottom half of the first inning here in Lynchburg as Salem went 1-2-3 in the top half of the frame on the mound for the Red Sox. It'll be the right-hander Jose Ramirez, not the one that's currently playing for the Cleveland Guardians, but the one that's currently in the Red Sox organization. He's 1-4 with a 3.08 ERA. In 53 innings, he's got 51 strikeouts and 23 walks, as he's been one of the better arms for Salem on the season. However, as of late, he has stumbled. In his last three outings, he has given up 12 earned runs, which he didn't even allow more than six in his first 10 or so starts to open up the season. He was lights out for quite some time, but now stumbling right up till the All-Star break. He'll try to right the ship tonight against the Hillcats. Jose Ramirez not granted time as he will start behind the eight ball as an automatic ball is applied. Angel Zarate will lead things off for Lynchburg as the first pitch misses outside for ball one. Zarate batting .304 with a home run, 24 RBIs. Missing high again, 3-0. So Ramirez struggling to find the zone in this first at bat, though granted two pitches in and he's down 3-0. Ball four, a three-pitch walk to Zarate. As Angel Hanau will step in. Zarate, Hanau, Lopez, Fascia, Devers, Brown, Tucker, Kavanaugh, and Sidui. the nine in order for the Hillcats. And so now Will step in, batting 227 with eight home runs. As he takes a called strike on the inside edge for strike one. Throw over Zarate back with a dive. Zarate, 7-for-7 in stolen base attempts. That's the 0-1. Line drive, third base, fair ball. That gets down for a base hit. Zarate will round second. He's going to head for third. The throw comes in. Not in time. It was closer than expected. A good strong throw by Asegan in left, but Zarate slides in right before the tag is placed, and the Hillcats have a leadoff runner in scoring position 90 feet away, thanks to the double by Angel Hanau. So Robert Lopez will step in. Hanau just slapped that the other way, and there's a large gap between third and the third baseman, as Lopez will step in. First pitch a bit low for ball one. Asegan in left, Garcia in center, Castro in right. Coffey at third, Romero at short, Liendo at second, with James at the bag at first. Mexicano behind the plate. The 1-0 slow chopper toward first. Going to be a tough play for James. As he slips and falls, they can't get him. Whoops. Robert Lopez slid into first base as James slid on the grass. And the Hillcats have runners at the corners with nobody out. Guess the groundskeeper added a little bit of extra water to that spot in front of first base or something as James just ate it. Not sure how they'll score that. And Zach Fascia will step in. He takes a called strike, 0-1. I would assume probably a hit, because you can't really call an error for a guy falling, I don't think. I'm not quite sure. Missing outside, 1-1. And they have granted him the single. So it will be an RBI base hit for Robert Lopez as Angel Zarate scores. Nobody out, runners at the corners. And a 1-0 lead for Lynchburg as that ran in and caught Fascia. Now the bases are loaded. So what is going on with Jose Ramirez? He came out to start this season nearly unhittable. And now the Hillcats have the bases loaded in the bottom of the first inning of a 1-0 ball game and still nobody out. Jose Devers will step in as he takes inside for ball one. Ramirez in his last outing, 3 2/3, 3 hits. 5 earned runs, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Before that, 7 runs, 2 of them earned, and then 5 and 5 again. The 1-0, grounder over towards short, backhanded play by Romero. He'll go to third for one as they beat Lopez to the bag, but another runner will come home and score as Devers picks up the RBI fielder's choice. So runners at first and second with nobody out. I don't often see a 6-5 fielder's choice. Lynchburg leads 2-0 with Jordan Brown coming to the plate. Slow roller out in front of home plate. For strike one, Brown batting 182, 4 home runs, 10 RBIs as he's been activated from the development list today. and wanted to give him a chance to work on some things without the pressure of trying to implement them during a game. As the 0-1 tipped into the glove for strike two. Fash at second, Devers at first. One away, 2-0 lead for the Hillcats. Timeout has been called by Mexicano. As Ramirez ahead in the count, 0-2. A right-hander. Kicks and delivers outside. One ball, two strikes. Hillcats trying to capitalize and make this a big inning. If Jordan Brown can pick up a base knock here. The 2-2. Got him swinging. And there's two down. As Carson Tucker will come to the plate. Tucker batting 211 with two RBIs. He's got runners at first and second. Still two down. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Tucker pulled out his back foot on a breaking ball for strike two. Two aboard, two away. The 0-2 pitch from Ramirez is chased for strike three. So the Hillcats loaded up the bases, but they are able to get two home. They lead 2-0 as we head to the second. Here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Game 10 of 12 in a row for both of these ball clubs. As I think everyone in minor league baseball is starting to feel it. As it has been a grind these last 2 weeks. We started last Wednesday. And here we are. Over a week and a half later. We still have more baseball left to play. As it has been a fun homestand. Some great crowds, awesome fireworks shows, and we'll have one more again on Saturday night. As Yostinson Garcia will step in. First pitch misses far outside for ball one. Garcia batting 179, no home runs, 7 RBIs, and an OPS of under 500. So he takes up above the belt there, 2-0. On the inside edge, 2-1. Garcia, yesterday in 0-for-4 night, he did have a sacrifice fly in the seventh inning. Two and two as he swung through the fastball, 92. We've seen him up near 94 already tonight. That one a little bit tapered off, 91. The 2-2 got him to chase. It's a third strikeout for Tulloch through four batters. As Abram Liendo will step in. Liendo had two base hits yesterday, both of them extra bases, coming in the eighth and the ninth innings. As Salem just buried the Hillcats and made it nearly impossible for them to come back. Liendo pops up a bunt on the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. Liendo has hit a pretty solid series. On the season, he's only batting 186. The 0-1, high and wide, 1-1. Liendo at second base tonight. As the 1-1 delivery from the left-hander misses a bit low, 2-1. One strike from Tulloch as the lefty kicks and delivers outside, 3-1. Tulloch has an interesting story. Seven different schools in 8 years. 3-1 in there for a called strike, full count. That stretches all the way back to his time in high school. So from high school on, seven different schools. The payoff pitch fouled away first base side, and Liendo stays alive. I can't even imagine changing schools that often. Transferred a couple times once he got to college, finishing up at Arizona State. He's found his way into professional baseball. Got him on the payoff pitch, and there's two down. Also spent some time in West Virginia. He's been all over the world, really all over North America. Was born in Canada and traveled the country for school. But he finds himself here in Lynchburg as Lionel James will dig in for his first at-bat tonight. Big breaking ball to start him out, 0-1. He was teammates of former Lynchburg Hillcat for about 2 weeks, Joe Lampe. The 0-1. Slow chopper over the head of Tulloch. Devers on the run, fires it a little low, but Fascia picks it up below his knees to end the inning. So two more strikeouts for Tulloch as the top of the second comes to a close. We head to the bottom half of the frame here in Lynchburg. Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Mi nombre es José Deve.
Oh, the Dizzy Bat Race claimed a victim three times as he spun around. He's still spinning. I can't tell if he's faking it or what, but he ate it three separate times and almost lost his pants. He tripped the first time, and when he stood up, he had to hike him up. and then stumbled again as he was trying to do that. Oh, man, always fun at the ballpark. A 2-0 advantage for the Hillcats. It's even better when Lynchburg is out in front as Prez Cavanaugh will step in. If you haven't joined us at the ballpark, plenty of chances yet this season, even this weekend. Two more games, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets. Jose Ramirez pumps and fires that one down low for ball one to Prez Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh batting .236 with a pair of home runs. That catches the zone, 1-1. Also has 12 RBIs to his name, an OPS of .707, which is pretty impressive. He golfs one down the right field line, but that'll hook fouls. He was out in front of a fastball. Cavanaugh, not much of a power guy, but he did have that two home run game a few weeks ago. The 1-2 pitch inside, 2-2. So that caught a piece of everybody. Chris Jahnke behind the plate. Mike Corbett in the field. That's your umpire pairing tonight. The 2-2. Down below the knees, full count. Cavanaugh, a native of Charlotte, North Carolina. That's the 3-2. Missed inside. Ball four as Cavanaugh will draw the leadoff walk. Second walk issued by Ramirez. As his struggles continue, Lexer Sadui will step in. He's already surrendered two runs and had a long first inning. As the ninth man to bat in the ballgame for Lynchburg comes with nobody out in the second inning as Sadui swings and misses for strike one. Throwback to try and catch Cavanaugh leaning. He's back safely. Cavanaugh doesn't run that often. He's only got three stolen bases on the year. 3 for 5. But he does have speed. He almost had an inside the park home run a long time ago as Sadui lines it into left field. A Segan toward the wall makes the grab while on the run. And Cavanaugh was running nonetheless. Actually, I'm a bit confused. Oh, a balk was called. Everybody just kind of stopped. Cavanaugh didn't make any attempt to go back toward first. He just stopped in between second and third, and now he's on second. So a balk was called. It's 0-1. So Zarate will get another chance with a runner in scoring position. 1-1 as that missed high and away. Balks have been a focus area for umpires in the Carolina League this year. Far and away exceeding their number from all of last season. The 1-1. Sadui chased 1-2. Sadui. We'll step back in, down in the count, 1-2. Runner on second, nobody out. 1-2. Got him. Out in front of something off speed for out number one. Third strikeout of the night for Ramirez. As he struck out three of the last four batters he's faced. As Angel Zarate will dig in. Zarate walked and scored in the first inning. As he takes a called strike on the inside edge for strike one. It was a three-pitch walk after the automatic ball was applied to open up the inning. The 0-1, high and away, one ball, one strike. Crowd beginning to fill in at Bank of the James Stadium on this Friday evening. 2-0 advantage for the Hillcats, bottom of the second inning. The 1-1, high chopper over toward first. James will field this one cleanly as he steps on the bag for out number two. Down to third goes Kavanaugh, as Angel Hanau, who doubled and scored in the first inning, will take his cuts. That was nice to see Hanau go the opposite direction in his last at-bat, just shooting it down the left field line. If he can use the whole field, that'll open up his game a little bit more as he chops this one up the middle. Going to be a tough play for Liendo as off balance gets him by a step to end the inning. So the Hillcats get a leadoff runner aboard, but can't do anything with them. They still lead by two as we head to the third, a 2-0 lead for Lynchburg when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's the Hillcats' biggest homestand ever. The Lynchburg Hillcats return home for 12 straight days of baseball, June 27th through July 9th. The homestand will feature four fireworks shows on July 1st, 3rd, 4th, and the 8th as we celebrate our freedom with America's pastime. On July 6th, we'll be partnering with 76 Fuel to give away 760 free tickets to fans who download the Fuel Forward app. Get your tickets for the biggest homestand ever at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Prill.
Third inning, Tulloch has faced the minimum as he struck out four already. Albert Feliz, Roberto Mexicano, and Albertson Asegan will dig in. Feliz yesterday ended up a double short of the cycle. One of his best games as a Red Sox. It was mighty impressive. He almost had it, too. He hit a line drive into left field, but right at Kavanaugh, who was there last night, as that missed out wide for ball one. That came in the ninth inning. He had two chances to get that double and only ended up with a single. 1-1, but I don't think you're ever going to complain about a four-hit ball game. I know I wouldn't. The 1-1 lined foul for strike two. But even the whole Red Sox dugout was on the top step for that last at-bat. The 1-2 delivery. Half-hearted swing. Lopez asking for an appeal. I'm kind of shocked that they didn't look down. It looks like he went a little bit farther than anybody expected him to. The 2-2. Backdoor breaking ball. Got him. Feliz goes down looking to open up the third inning. Roberto Mexicano will step in. Our first look at him this series. as he takes up and away for ball one. This time they do appeal on a pitch that just missed. 2-0. Hillcats up 2-0, top of the third inning. Tulloch kicks and delivers. Missing wide, ball three. So go grab the rosin bag to try to regroup. Mexicano batting 300 on the season, two home runs, 12 RBIs. The 3-0, missing wide, ball four. And he's the first batter for the Red Sox to reach tonight, as Albertson Asegan will step in. Albertson Asegan will step in now. In very limited action, a 429 average with one RBI and an OPS of over 1,000. That pitch misses out wide for ball one. So Tulloch struggling to find the zone here in the third inning. Picked up the strikeout to lead off the frame, but walked Mexicano. And down 1-0, but now 1-1 to Asegan. Asegan making his fourth appearance of the season. He's got three hits in those four ball games. An on-base percentage of .636. The 1-1 in there for a called strike, 1-2. Like I said, very limited action, but he's also walked four times and only struck out once. Which, a small sample size, sure, but that's a pretty impressive ratio. As the runner back with a dive. Asegan, each of his hits has only been a single. The 1-2. Got him. He chased a high fastball, the second strikeout of his season, and the sixth strikeout for Tulloch this evening. As Cutter Coffee will step in, he's 0-for-1. Runner on first, two down. Cutter Coffee at the plate. 2-0 lead for the Hillcats. The left-hander kicks and fires over toward first, as the runner is back standing. The lefty catches the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Coffey struck out in the first inning. Tulloch has had two strikeouts in each of the first three innings. Trying to pick up a third here in the third. The 0-1. Fouled back to the screen. Strike two, and he's on pace for it. Runner on first is Mexicano after the one-out walk. Two-strike pitch to Coffee. Another throw over, and he's back standing again. The 0-2 pitch. Ran it in tight. Coffee spins out of the way, 1-2. Tulloch is already two strikeouts off of his professional high. Actually, three, rather. He had nine against Charleston in June, but he had eight in his last start. The 1-2. Tried tried to paint the corner, didn't get the call. Two balls and two strikes to Cutter Coffey as he's battled his way back to even. Left-hander kicks and delivers. Check swing, they appeal. Did he go? He did not. Full count. So Coffey from 0-2 to 3-2. With the runner on first and two down. Runner will be off. As the payoff pitch. At the knees, Tulloch was ready for strike three, but instead he's got to walk around the mound and get ready for a new batter as Coffey draws the second walk of the inning. Tulloch feeling like he may be getting pinched. As Mikey Romero will step in, Romero. We mentioned the fifth overall prospect in the Boston organization. Returning from injury. A pitch clock violation has been called. 1-0. Jordan Smith is saying that the clock was moving either too quickly or didn't reset all the way before that pitch clock violation. Nevertheless, it's a 1-0 count. Still discussing. Now they're back to action. The 1-0. Blew it by him at 92, 1-1. We saw Tulloch when he got frustrated in the first inning. He was getting his fastball up to 94. As the 1-1. In there again, strike two as that rang in at 92. We'll see if he goes back with a fastball or if he tries to break something off and get Romero to chase. Head in the count, 1-2. Runners on first and second. Two away, top of the third inning. 2-0 lead for the Hillcats. The lefty. Pauses at the belt. The 1-2. Went with the breaking ball. Missed off the edge. 2-2 as Romero laid off. Now we'll see if he comes back with a fastball. That might have been a setup pitch for what's to come. Maybe run it inside. But they'll throw back to second into center field as Mexicano couldn't get away from Devers, so he'll have to stay at the bag. Otherwise, that could have been a disaster on a pickoff move. That's the danger of spinning and firing. We saw it yesterday in the eighth inning by Felix Cepeda for Salem, who had a slow chopper back to him and tried to turn two by going to second for the first out and instead sent it into the center field. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball liner past the glove of Tucker into left field. They'll hold the runner at third, but now he's caught in a rundown. Tucker will tag him out as Mexicano thought he was going to get the sign to go home. Instead, got a late stop sign, and he is thrown out around the bag at third. The Hillcats keep it a 2-0 ball game as we head to the bottom half of the third inning here in Lynchburg. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
with 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
We head to the bottom half of the third inning as the Hillcats holding a 2-0 lead. I want to talk a bit more about the final out of the top half of the inning. Angel Zarate, what a heads-up play. He caught the runner, getting a late stop sign. He overran third base, and instead of firing it home like most guys would have, he threw it back to the bag at third, where Tucker wisely got back into position and placed the tag. All around, an excellent heads-up defensive play by the Hillcats. That was impressive. It may not show up as super impressive on the box score, but that was a great play as that missed high and wide for ball one to Robert Lopez. So they avoided a bases-loaded situation with two down. Got out of the inning. 1-1 as Lopez takes a called strike. He singled back in the first inning with picking up an RBI. The 1-1, Lopez spit on it. 1-2. Lopez kind of got lucky. He rolled one over toward first, and James scooped it, and then when he turned to take it himself to the bag, he just slipped and ate it. And nobody was around to cover as he had waved guys off. A two-strike pitch to Lopez as he chops it back toward first. James will take it himself again, this time a better play, but Ramirez almost got tangled up with the bag as there's one down and Lopez is retired. Very similar play to what we saw last time, except James didn't fall. Lopez tried to double up on it. Fascia was hit by a pitch in his first trip to the plate. He takes a big cut for strike one. Fascio leading the team in triples. He's got an OPS of 771. Down and away, 1-1. Nobody aboard, one away. The right-handed Ramirez fires it inside. Two balls and a strike. Fascia helped him out, 2-2. 93 on the radar gun. So he'll dig back in. The 2-2 delivery. Slow chopper to second, Liendo. With a flip on to first, and there's two down. Jose Devers will step in. Devers grounded into a fielder's choice in his last at-bat in the first inning, but it did drive home a run. Liner, third base, just foul. As Devers almost got it into the corner, but it just landed to the left of the chalk. The 0-1, ran it in tight. One ball, one strike. Devers had a triple in the ninth inning yesterday after coming on to play center field. The 1-1, pulled the string, strike two. Lined it into the right field gap and brought home a run. as he just kept running. The 1-2 pitch. Tipped into the glove, and Devers is retired for out number three. Hillcats go in order as we head to the fourth here in Lynchburg. It's a 2-0 advantage right after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
Two to nothing here at the Bank of the James Stadium. Jason Prill here with you as the Hillcats out in front. Trying to win their 600th career victory over the Salem Red Sox. Salem got theirs last night as they lead the all-time series by one. It has been as even as you can get. Only an hour away. Down I-460, these two squads have seen each other quite a lot. Taking a look around the rest of the Carolina League as Alan Castro will step in with the bases empty to open up the fourth inning. Myrtle Beach and Augusta scoreless in the bottom half of the second inning. Hillcats still have not gotten an opportunity to see the Green Jackets. They won't at all this season. That's fouled back to the screen for strike one. They didn't last year as well. Down East and Kannapolis scoreless in the top of the second inning. In the top of the second, Columbia and Charleston also scoreless. In the top of the first, Fayetteville and Carolina scoreless as well as they just get underway. Coming up later, actually they should be starting any moment, but it must be some weather in the area. That misses wide 2-1. Fredericksburg and Delmarva. Delmarva near the top of the Carolina League in the second half of the season. The left-hander kicks and fires the 2-1. Breaking ball in the zone, 2-2. Good curveball. The 2-2 delivery. Inside corner, called strike three. Sit down. See you later, Alan Castro. As Castro sizing up the home plate umpire as he makes his way back to the dugout. Can't say I necessarily blame him, as that looked like it may have been a bit inside. The home plate umpire called it a strike, and there's one away. Eighth strikeout of the night for Adam Tulloch, as Yostinson Garcia will step in. Closing in on 60 pitches as he sailed that breaking ball all the way to the backstop. He's got a smile on his face as he laughs that one off. Well, watching the replay back, that was right on the edge, a little closer than I expected as Tulloch slipped off the mound. So an odd at-bat, the 1-0. Blew it by him at 90, 1-1. You don't see that very often. Sails it to the backstop, and then the next pitch, he falls off the mound. Typically, it's both and. The 1-1, that breaking ball misses high. Two balls and a strike. Garcia struck out in the second inning. As Tulloch has had two Ks in each frame. 2-1 as that missed high. Three balls and a strike. Man, if this was bowling, he'd be closing in on a perfect game. A 3-1 in the zone, full count. Got seven strikeouts already. Chance for eight on the payoff pitch to Garcia. Game at him with a fastball, and Garcia fouls it away to stay alive. But we'll see how long of a leash Tulloch has as he's up over 60 pitches. The payoff pitch, another breaking ball. That one tried to go back door, missed a bit wide. Third walk issued by Tulloch as Liendo will step in. Liendo, 0-for-1. He struck out in the second inning. Left-hander kicks and delivers up high for ball one. Runner on first. One away. Top of the fourth inning. Liner into left field. Zarate not going to get there as that drops for a base hit. Runner around second, coming into third. It won't be cut off, and it gets away from everyone, as that will allow Liendo to move into scoring position as Devers just botched the cutoff. Garcia into third, Liendo into second. I'm assuming that'll go as an error as Devers just never grabbed it. So instead of one out, runners at the corners, the tying run is now in scoring position for Lionel James. James 0-for-1, grounded out to short in his first trip. A fake throw over toward third as the pitch clock was winding down. Slow chopper back to the mound. Tulloch will look the runner back to third. Throw on to first, almost threw it away. Tulloch takes a big sigh of relief as Fascia reeled it in. Two down. That's a big second out as Albert Feliz will step in. He struck out looking in the third. Two gone, top of the fourth. Both runners in scoring position as Feliz takes a big cut at a breaking ball for strike one. Tulloch trying to get out of this inning unscathed after back-to-back base runners. Both got aboard. That one missed high. One ball, one strike. Left-hander kicks and delivers a breaking ball, and Feliz swinging for the fences. Came up empty. Feliz trying to pick up his second home run in as many ball games. He had one last night, but he chased one up in the zone. It was underneath it. The 1-2 came with the fastball and got him. Eighth strikeout for Tulloch. As the fourth inning comes to a close with runners stranded on second and third, a great start for Adam Tulloch as he's gone four scoreless so far. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning, a 2-0 lead for the Hillcats when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans, has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0 advantage for the Hillcats as Jose Ramirez remains on the mound for another inning of work. As Gilberto Mexicano, Albert Senesigan, and Cutter Coffee will be the three due up. Excuse me, forgot to flip my scorebook. Jordan Brown, Carson Tucker, and Prez Kavanaugh. Man, game 10 in a row, it starts to get to you. Still got two more after tonight. Jordan Brown to lead things off. 0-for-1. He struck out in his first trip. He spun out of the way for ball one. That'll wake you up. Maybe I need to have a baseball thrown at me. That'll help me wake up. The 1-0. Caught the outside edge with a breaking ball. 1-1. Ramirez fires down and away, 2-1. He's settled into the ballgame since the rough start when he allowed the first five base runners to reach. He's able to get out of it, only allowing two runs. The 2-1 is chopped foul, third base side, 2-2. The 2-2 to Brown. Pulled the string, and Brown goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. As Carson Tucker will step in, he also has a strikeout to his record. Tucker, the brother of former Pittsburgh Pirates standout Cole Tucker. As the first pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Baseball runs in his family. It's got to be impressive. You raise two professional baseball players. Not many families can say they have one, let alone two. That missed down and in. One ball, one strike. The right-hander kicks and delivers. In there again. One ball, two strikes. The right-hander delivers. Chopped foul. And they'll try again. Nobody aboard. One away. The right-hander delivers. A pitch that just misses off the outside edge. 2-2, count even. Tucker started the year injured, but has made his way back to Lynchburg. The 2-2, got him. Two down. Helped him out in a low fastball, and he tried to golf out. Took out a 9-iron. Prez Kavanaugh will step in. Kavanaugh walked in the second inning. Ended up at third before the end of the frame, but was left stranded there. As he grounds it over toward first. James, right next to the bag, will step on it and end the inning. One, two, three for Ramirez as he settled into the ball game nicely. As we step aside and head to the fifth here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
So Tulloch's day is complete as he throws four innings of two-hit baseball, no runs, three walks, eight strikeouts, back-to-back outings with eight strikeouts. As he has pitched very well, settling into the zone at the midway point of this season. Yuri Hervacio will take over on the mound for him, 1-2 with a 3.91 ERA. Making his 13th appearance, he's thrown 23 innings, 26 strikeouts, 11 walks. As the left-hander will face Yoberto Mexicano, and the first pitch is well outside for ball one. Mexicano walked in the third inning, but then was thrown out rounding third on a ball hit straight to left field. They appeal, he went around for a strike, 1-1. Just bad base running, but I don't know if you can blame it all on Mexicano, as the third base coach gave him a late stop sign, and they didn't expect the throw to come straight into third. Missing down and in, two balls and a strike, as we mentioned earlier tonight. That was just heads-up baseball by Zarate and Tucker, as Tucker didn't stay down on himself for missing the diving play. That's high, 3-1. He got back into position on the third base bag, and Zarate wisely threw him out. It was right on at money, too. The 3-1 from Hervacio, grounder over toward third. This one a bit easier for Tucker. A long throw, and Fascia can't pick it as it one-hopped in front of him. And so Salem will have the leadoff runner aboard. On the air, Albertson Asegan will step in. The left-hander has it driven into right center field. Sadui ranging toward the gap, as he'll make the grab underneath the scoreboard as he'll fire it back in. Mexicano goes back to first, so one pitch, one out to Asegan. As Cutter Coffey will step back in. He's 0-1 with a strikeout back in the first inning. Two to nothing lead for Lynchburg, top of the fifth inning, here at Bank of the James Stadium on a beautiful evening in the Hill City. In there for a called strike, 0-1. Battle of 460. These two ball clubs know each other very well. This is game number 1,200 in the all-time series. Not many more historic rivalries in minor league baseball than this one right here. The 0-1. Liner up the middle, diving stop by Devers, underhand flip to second for one, back to first, not in time, but an outstanding play by Jose Devers at short just to get the first out. Hanau helps him up off the dirt after he robbed potentially extra bases as that was heading for the gap on a hard smash. So Mexicano is retired. Coffey reaches first on the fielder's choice. But my, oh my, was that impressive. Mikey Romero will dig in. He singled in his last trip. Throw over toward first, but nothing doing. Jose Devers continues to impress at short. The lefty breaks one in for a called strike, 0-1. Devers also almost made an outstanding play in center field last night. He came on with a couple of injuries, or one injury rather, to Lipscomb. Antunez was later pulled from center field as well. The 0-1. By the lefty is in there for strike two. And then he made an outstanding attempt sprinting back toward the center field wall, tracking it down and trying to haul it in, but then crashed into the wall and it popped loose. It was almost an outstanding play by a shortstop in center field. You wouldn't have seen many better at any level. The 0-2 is a throw over, and Coffey back standing. So Devers just a natural with the glove. He's still young. A lot of time to progress. Two-strike pitch to Romero. Breaking ball upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Devers only 20 years old. Turned 20 midway through the month of May. The 1-2, runner breaks for second. The pitch is down and away. A good pick by Lopez. Throw down, not in time. Coffey picked a good pitch to run on. Lopez played it as well as he could have to keep it in front of him. A backhanded pick and rifled it down to second. But Coffey into scoring position with two down. And a 2-2 count on Romero. Try to get him to chase a breaking ball outside again. It's a full count. Alan Castro remains on deck. Top of the fifth inning. 2-0 ball game. And a balk has been called on Hervacio as the runner moves down to third. So what started with an 0-2 count and a runner on first is now a 3-2 count with a runner on third. Not how Hervacio drew it up. The payoff pitch to Romero. In the dirt, ball four, and Romero works the walk. So now Salem has the tying run aboard at first. And Alan Castro coming to the plate. Castro, 0-2. But that was against Tulloch. Hervacio has allowed three base runners in this inning. Granted, one of those was via an error. In the dirt, good block by Lopez to hold that runner at 90 feet away, 1-0. Hervacio pauses and fires. Chopped foul at the plate. 1-1. We'll see if they try to send Romero with the runner at third. Instead, it's popped up on the infield. Castro tosses his bat. Hanau calling everyone off, and on the infield, Dirt grabs it for the final out of the inning. Hervasio escapes the jam as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lynchburg still leads it 2-0. We'll be back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe, Infield. Está escuchando Hillcats.
Crowd has filled in quite nicely on this Friday evening. Tomorrow expecting another good crowd, potentially near what we saw on the 3rd of July is what I've been told. As Lexer Sadui will lead things off, Jose Ramirez on for another inning of work. Ramirez still not even at 60 pitches despite the struggles in the first inning. Sadui chops it foul for strike one. However, the Red Sox have not picked him up offensively, as he's kept it a 2-0 ball game. But Salem only with two hits. The 0-1. Chopped at the plate again. Strike two. The 0-2 went back door with a breaking ball. One ball, two strikes. So it's 1-2. Ramirez into the motion. Rolled over. Passed the bag at first. But foul. Sadui struck out in his first trip to the plate. That's the 1-2. Tipped into the glove, and there's one down. Top of the order, Angel Zarate. He's 0-for-1, but he walked and scored in the first inning. Hillcats also only have two hits, but they have two runs to show for them. Zarate fouls it away for strike one. The 0-1. Liner, left field, charging hard on it. It's the left fielder, Segan. And did he make the grab? No, he did not. He trapped it on the grass. And Zarate will reach on a single. Angel Hanau will dig in. And now, 1-for-2 as well. He went opposite field on a double in the first inning. Zarate out the bag at first. It's only the third hit for the Hillcats. The right-hander pauses at the belt and fires it wide for ball one. Throw over. Zarate back with a dive. And now, a top prospect for the Guardians, ranked 10th. So that missed in tight. 2-0. And now a fun guy to watch the game. Everything looks effortless for him. So 2-0 misses wide, 3-0. If his bat can come around like the rest of his game, he'll be in great shape. Still trying to find that rhythm at the dish. Struggled last year when he was in Lynchburg as well. Runner breaks, and the pitch is in the zone. The throw down, Zarate, not in time as he slid in around the tag. Not sure how, but the throw beat him by a good step and a half, but the tag must have been applied late as Zarate sneaks around it. And he shares some jokes with Romero, the shortstop. He moves into scoring position. I thought he was a dead duck. The 3-1, ball four. As now reaches base for the second time tonight for Robert Lopez with one aboard. That'll bring out the pitching coach, Jason Blanton. Now, so there is some movement brewing in the Red Sox bullpen down the right field line. You know, last year they finally enclosed those bullpens. Before, they were open all the way down the line, which made for a much more traditional ballpark look and more foul territory. However, now it really comes to a point in that corner. Right field, not as much as left field. Left field, there is legitimately a good 3 inches between the white chalk and the padding. In foul territory. There is not much space there for a ball to get down the line. So if it's heading into that corner, odds are it's going to be foul. Even if it is heading toward the chalk, it still might hit the padding first. As Robert Lopez fouls it away for strike one. But also with the new setup, you can't see inside the Hillcats bullpen other than if the bullpen catcher is in position. That's about all you can see. Salem, you can see pretty much the whole thing. The 0-1. Grounded towards second. They'll go for the easy out at first as both runners will move into scoring position. Liendo would have had to play hero ball if he wanted to get two. So he wisely took one. Zarate to third, Hanau to second. As Zach Fascia will step in. He's 0-for-1, was hit by a pitch in his last trip to the plate. He lost it into left center field. Garcia in a full sprint into the gap, makes the grab before colliding with the Segan. As Fascia, just a bit underneath it, got it up a little too high in the air and gave Garcia enough time to track it down. So the Hillcats get a couple aboard but can't do anything with them as we head to the sixth. 2-0 lead for Lynchburg when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Celebrate Independence Day at the ballpark as the Hillcats return home for a two-week homestand June 27th through July 9th as they face the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats radio network. Here's Jason Prill.
Two to nothing advantage for Lynchburg. This will be a very quick game recap as it all came early on. Hillcats scored in the first inning. Zarate walked. Hanau doubled him over toward third. And then Robert Lopez drove one of them home with a single. And Fascia will be hit by a pitch, forcing the bases loaded before Jose Devers would ground into a 6-5 fielder's choice, driving home another run to give Lynchburg two. Adam Tulloch would go four innings of two-hit shutout baseball, picking up 8 strikeouts along the way. As that's where we sit. Yuri Hervacio into the ballgame for his second inning of work. Lined foul by Garcia for strike one. Garcia 0-for-1, struck out and walked in tonight's ballgame. The 0-1 from the lefty. Down and in, 1-1. Hermosillo pauses and fires. A high breaking ball that never broke. 2-2. The lefty kicks and delivers. Slow chopper foul third base side. 2-2. Hillcats 5-7 in the second half. Salem 6-6. Only 3 games separate Lynchburg, who's in last place, with the top of the Carolina League North down east. 3 teams, 3 games back at 5-7. As Garcia pops it up, shallow center field, it'll be Devers who calls everyone off and makes the grab for out number one. Abram Liendo will take his cuts. The Hillcats have kind of struggled continuing into the second half as they also struggled in the first half. They'll turn it on right toward the end, but they're trying to find anything that'll help spark some type of run. As the first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Even today, turning to Taylor Swift. You heard me right. Taylor Swift, the 0-1. And there again, strike two. Swift dropping her new album, or I guess her old album, Speak Now, the 0-2. Driven well out of here by Liendo. And it's a 2-1 ball game. He's in his home run era. It's a 2-1 lead in favor of the Hillcats. Hervacio surrenders the long bomb. And Lionel James at the plate. That's why you need to capitalize when you have runners in scoring position if you're the Hillcats, because now it's a one-run game. And there again to James to open up the at-bat, 0-1. Going back to Taylor Swift, though. Grounder over the head of Hervasio Devers charges. An easy throw on to first, two down. The new album coming out today as part of her Eras tour across the country. And so the Hillcats, led by Jordan Smith, put together a Taylor Swift playlist called Smitty's T-Swift. You can find it on Spotify if you're interested. Just type in Hillcats in the search bar and you'll find it. High drive to center field. Sadui underneath it will charge in, making the grab and ending the inning. But they listen to T-Swift to get themselves ready for tonight's ball game and hopefully find their winning era. It's 2-1 as we head to the bottom half of the sixth here in Lynchburg. We'll be back with more after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Jose Ramirez remains on for another inning of work as he's pitched very well since that first inning. Though Hillcats did threaten in the bottom of the fifth. They would get two aboard but could not bring either of them home. They'll have Devers, Brown, and Tucker due up in this frame. Leading 2-1. A solo shot from Abram Liendo brought Salem right back into it. First pitch to Jose Devers is tipped into the glove for strike one. Devers reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning and then struck out in the third. 0-2. Devers has had some outstanding plays at short tonight as well. The 0-2, down and away, 1-2. The 1-2, chopped towards short, charging is Romero, off balance throw. Devers didn't get there in time as he thought he beat it out for an infield single, but Mike Corbett says there's one away. As Jordan Brown will step in. Brown 0-2 with two strikeouts. Wow, that was bang, bang at the bag at first. The Hillcats have been on the short side of a couple plays at first in the last 2 weeks as Brown lines it right at a leaping coffee for out number two. Good contact and a good swing. But right at Coffey, who just had to jump about a foot off the ground and make the grab. As Carson Tucker also 0-2 with two strikeouts. The Hillcats thought last series they were screwed out of several plays at first base as Tucker takes inside for ball one. It seemed like every play at the bag went against them. And replay showed several times it definitely was not the right call. Into right field, Castro secures it, and a 1-2-3-6 for Jose Ramirez. He works quickly through another inning of work as we head to the seventh, a 2-1 lead for the Hillcats when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services.
We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Sammy Vasquez will take over on the mound for Lynchburg as Yuri Hervacio, two innings, one hit, one run, one walk, and no strikeouts. He surrendered a solo home run to Abram Liendo in the sixth inning, which cut the deficit in half to 2-1. Vasquez, 0-for-5 on the year, a 5.47 ERA, making his 21st appearance. In just under 25 innings, 31 strikeouts, 22 walks, 15 earned runs for the right-hander. As he came in against Delmarva. We'll talk about that appearance as this inning continues. Mexicano, Asegan, and Coffey will be due up. It's the first pitch to Mexicano is waved off as Jordan Smith had to retrieve a ball that found its way out in front of the dugout. So we'll try it again. The first pitch for Vasquez. Foul back, strike one. Vasquez came on in the ninth in a ball game that the Hillcats were trailing. But then Lynchburg tied things up in the bottom half of the ninth inning. So Vasquez had kept it a one-run game as Mexicano fights it off for strike two and held it a one-run game. And the Hillcats back-to-back doubles to open up the ninth inning, tied it at three apiece. As the two-strike pitch to Mexicano is fouled away, and he stays alive. However, the Hillcats would get the runner to third with nobody out and were unable to bring the winning run home. So it would go to the 10th. Vasquez would come back out, and he would surrender three runs in the top of the 10th inning as that's bounced in there, 1-2. But the real story comes after the ball game. Tensions have been building throughout the night. And when Jose Devers struck out to end the ball game with the Hillcats down by two, a 6-4 game, Samuel Basayo and Robert Lopez got into a bit of a heated exchange as that missed downstairs 2-2. And managers had to stand in front of their dugouts to control tempers. And the umpires had to return to the field to make sure Delmarva could get through the handshake line. The 2-2. Line drive into right field. Kavanaugh in perfect position. Secures it for out number one. As Albertson Asegan will step in. I think the lights just turned on. Swung on and missed. Strike one. I thought at first the sun may have creeped out behind the clouds because I didn't notice that the lights hadn't been turned off this entire time. As the 0-1. Grounder over toward third, but foul. But then all of a sudden, the whole field just got illuminated. I Hadn't even noticed that it was continually getting darker on the field. But here we are. The lights are now turned on with cloudy skies up above. The 0-1 down below the knees. 1-1. Masigan 0-2. Not very often you see the lights turned on this late into a ball game. Top of the seventh inning, a 2-1 lead for Lynchburg. The 1-2. Grounder foul. Oh, the Hillcats just getting new lights installed this year. They can be run off of a phone, which is pretty cool technology that a whole stadium can be turned off and on by an app. The 1-2 delivery. Down and away, 2-2. Works perfect for fireworks nights. As the right-hander kicks and fires. Well outside, full count. And it also works well when the lights don't turn on when they're supposed to. You can just turn them on with just a click. I will say, after the fireworks shows, you better be covering your eyes because you will be blinded. Payoff pitch, got him swinging as Asigan goes down for out number two. The third baseman, Cutter Coffey, will step in. It'll be his fourth trip to the plate. He's reached base twice, once via the walk, once on a fielder's choice, and another on the strikeout. As the first pitch to him is downstairs for ball one. Right-hander kicks and delivers. In there, one ball, one strike. Coffey, batting .225 on the season. He did have a great night yesterday, a home run in the eighth inning. 1-2. Vasquez trying to get out of the seventh inning in rather quick fashion. The right-hander kicks and fires, fouled away, and Coffey will stay alive. That one hit 99 on the radar gun. The 1-2. Driven into center field, a broken bat. As Hanau will drift back and make the grab to end the inning. Back-to-back 99-mile-an-hour fastballs by Vasquez. Sends us to stretch time in Lynchburg. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Luis Talavera will take to the mound for Salem in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Jose Ramirez with quite the outing. Back to his old ways. Six innings pitched, three hits, two runs. They both came in the first inning. Three walks and seven strikeouts as Ramirez the first time since June 9th, going six innings, tying his season high. Luis Talavera will take over for him. Talavera making his 16th appearance. He's 0-1 with a 5.84 ERA. In just under 25 innings, 20 strikeouts, 20 walks, and 16 earned runs allowed as Prez Kavanaugh will step in. He takes a called strike, 0-1. That one missed high. One ball, one strike. Kavanaugh walked in the second and ended up on third before the end of the inning. They could not bring him home. Missing outside, ball two. Hillcats would love an insurance run here in the seventh. They lead by one. The 2-1 grounder over towards second. Liendo, sidearm flip to first. Kavanaugh almost beat it out, but instead there's one down. Lexer Sadui. First pitch misses down and away for ball one. Sadui 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. As that spins him out of the way. 2-0. A little bit of a faster fastball from Talavera than Ramirez. Up to 95. Mid-90s. The 2-0. Up and away. Three balls, no strikes. And wow, we've got ourselves a beautiful sunset in Lynchburg. The 3-0. In there. No. Ball four as that missed just a bit high. And Angel Zarate will step in, 1-for-2. I'm going to make some Salem fans pretty upset with the comment I'm about to make. But there's no better view in the Carolina League than Bank of the James Stadium. Especially when the sun begins to set. It is gorgeous. Talavera has it fouled away for strike one. You have the Blue Ridge Mountains beyond left field and into center, and the sun sets directly behind them. And from my vantage point, there is nothing quite like it. The 0-1 fouled away. Strike two. And there are a lot of broadcasters even, and a lot of people across the Carolina League who would argue Salem has the best view. The two-strike pitch from Talavera. Runner breaks for second. Zarate grounds it foul first base side. And we'll try again. But I got to be honest. I know I'm biased. I'm paid by the Hillcats. But if you haven't seen the beauty of Bank of the James Stadium, you have to check it out for yourself. Lynchburg-Hillcats.com is the only way to get your tickets to check out the beautiful sunset behind the Blue Ridge Mountains. We have a beautiful one here tonight. Throw over, almost threw it away. And Sadui back with a dive. Orange skies over left field and a navy blue, almost a denim blue out in right. Two strike pitch. Zarate continues to battle. He spoils that. Even on the broadcast, you can see the way the sun has changed the visual complexion of the field and the ballpark. The two-strike pitch, runner breaks again, and it gets away from the catcher. Sadui will take a big turn around second, but Mexicano will hop on it quickly. So Sidhui will stop at second. We'll see how they score it. He was taking off. I'm going to assume a stolen base. As he was off on the pitch and just ended up in the dirt, Mexicano couldn't scoop it. Took his eye off of it. The 1-2. Zarate helped him out. There's two down. Angel Hanau will try to give the Hillcats that insurance run. Hanau doubled and scored in the first inning. Runner at second, two down. Hillcats leading 2-1, bottom of the seventh inning. In tight, Hanau out of the way. 1-0. Right-hander kicks and delivers. Missing in tight. 2-0. Hillcats have not scored since the first inning. Outside, ball three. As now on the verge of drawing a walk. And Robert Lopez on deck. He's hit the ball softly on the ground all three times he's been to the plate. 3-0 in there, 3-1. And so now watch it in. The 3-1 delivery. And now watch it again, 95 full count. The payoff. Hanau fights it off foul. He'll stay alive. So from 3-2, from 3-0 to 3-2. Talavera gets the sign. The 3-2. Hanau chops it foul. And into the seats it goes. We'll try again. The 3-2 from Talavera. Hanau watched it bounce in the dirt. Hillcats get another base runner. Second walk of the inning for Talavera as Robert Lopez will step in and Jason Blanton wants to make his way out to the mound as Talavera struggling with his command. There is some movement in the Salem bullpen. Don't know if it's classified as action, and now there will be some loosening up. Crucial moment here. Can't. Underestimate how important this opportunity is for the Hillcats, and now an extended conversation going on at the mound. It looks like they're taking a look at the glove of Talavera. The home plate umpire joined the conversation and put his hand in the glove of Talavera. Now he wants to go. I was just going to get some baseballs, but Jason Blanton clearly not pleased with the decision of the home plate umpire. Typically, that's to break up the conversation, but that time he walked out there and just started feeling up the glove of Talavera, maybe thinking there might be a sticky substance applied before Lopez comes to the plate. Downstairs, ball one. Now, wouldn't that be something? The pitching coach coming out to apply a sticky substance? Now, that's unheard of. It didn't happen, but that's what the home plate umpire may have assumed, the 1-0. Lopez tees off but foul and caught a piece of Mexicano on the backswing, and he is down in a hurry. Rumpled over in pain, as here will come the Red Sox trainers. Jacob Loftman and manager Liam Carroll to check on Mexicano as he got caught on the backswing of Robert Lopez. And that caught him square in the side of the head. Wow. And he's not rocking the hockey mask that you see a lot of catchers wear nowadays. He's got the traditional front-facing mask. The old school style. So when the bat catches him on the side of the head, it could catch him flush. So pausing the action here as he comes to his senses, gets back on his feet, a good sign. You never want to see a guy get hurt. Especially a head injury. You have to be very careful with those. We're going to give him a few warm-up pitches to make sure he's seeing things straight. Make sure he's all good. He gives the all clear. We're back to action. Robert Lopez will dap him up. We get back to action here in Lynchburg. Runners on first and second, two down, bottom of the seventh inning. The 1-1 from Talavera. Lopez fought it off foul again. Strike two. Lopez has that long swing, almost like Carlos Santana, for those of you who followed the Guardians for a while. The 1-2. Grounder up the middle, a slow roller. Going to be a tough play for the second baseman. He scoops it backhanded and steps on the bag himself to end the inning. Going to be a close play at the bag, but his only option was to step on second before Hanau could get there. Inning is over. The Hillcats still lead by one. We head to the eighth. It's going to be a fun finish in the Hill City when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Prill.
Top of the eighth inning, Sammy Vasquez back out for his second inning of work after replacing Yuri Gervasio. Home plate umpire was signaling something toward the catcher, I think. wanting them to wave off the clock with Robert Lopez having to take some time to get his padding on. But here we are. 2-1 in favor of Lynchburg, top of the eighth inning. Hard the order, due up 2, 3, and 4. Romero, Castro, and Garcia. Romero 1-for-2. He walked in his last plate appearance and singled in the third. Though he was the last batter as the runner was tagged out after a long turn of third. First pitch misses wide for ball one. See if Vasquez can get two solid innings tonight. As he blew it by Romero there, 96, 1-1. Little extra pop in that right arm. The right-hander kicks and fires. Missing high. Two balls and a strike. The 2-1 popped up left field, but foul. It's 2-2. Salem has won 2 of 3 to open up this series. Also picking up their 600th victory over the Hillcats last night. The 2-2. Try to get him with a high fastball. They appeal. Lopez asked for an appeal. And it's a full count. Lynchburg sitting at 599. Payoff pitch. Grounder up the middle. Backhanded play by Hanau. Off his back foot. On a dime! Angel Hanau with an outstanding play at second to retire Romero and keep the leadoff runner off the bases. That's a tough play, folks. Alan Castro will step in. As he grounds it over toward first. Fascia will take it himself for out number two. Yostinson Garcia with two down. Good start to the inning for Lynchburg. A needed start to keep this a one-run lead. Garcia 0-for-2. He pulls out his back foot on a breaking ball, 0-1. That's got to be intimidating when you're expecting a 99-mile-an-hour fastball or somewhere in that range. And then to see one coming right at you, and then it breaks out over the heart of the plate as a slider. It's got to be a bit scary. The 0-1, missing wide, 1-1. And somehow a ball has gotten loose in left field. There is some action now in the Hillcats bullpen. Also some action for Salem as we come down to the wire. The 1-1. Line drive right field, Kavanaugh. They'll settle right in front of it to end the inning. A 1-2-3 eighth for Sammy Vasquez as it remains 2-1. Hillcats with another chance to try to add an insurance run when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76. We're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hillcats.
New pitcher on the mound for Salem. I can't see the number from where I'm sitting. He's not turned around to show us what's on his jersey back. There it is. 24. Luis Talavera will exit the ball game. Talavera pitched very well. We'll close the numbers on him in just a moment. Rita Sena. Will be the new pitcher for the Red Sox. As Zach Fascia will dig in. He fouls it away for strike one. Sena making his seventh appearance with a 1.04 ERA. As Fascia lines it into center field, a base hit. So a good start to the inning for Lynchburg. They get their leadoff runner aboard for Jose Devers. Sena in just under nine innings. Eight strikeouts, three walks, only allowing the one earned run, a 161 batting average against him. So Fascia with his first hit of the night. So Jose Devers will dig in. The 0-1 misses down and away for ball one. Excuse me, 1-0. Whew! 10 games in a row. It's tough. Not a day off. 1-0 to Jose Devers. So that one catches the inside corner. Now it's 1-1. Talavera went one inning. No hits, no runs. Two walks and one strikeout. Sena sets at the belt. He lost it into right field, but not that deep. Castro will drift back a couple of steps and make the grab for out number one. Jordan Brown will step in. The Hillcats cling to a 2-1 lead. Fascia over at first. Jordan Brown takes a called strike, 0-1. He lined out to third in his last trip. It was a good swing. Barreled it up, but right at Coffey. As the 0-1 misses high, 1-1. Otherwise, he struck out twice. Hillcats leading by one, bottom of the eighth inning. The 1-1. Brown rolls it foul, third base side, 1-2. Looking ahead to the ninth for Salem, it'll be Liendo, James, and Feliz. Liendo with the only run for Salem. Brown tips it into the glove. Round number two. And Salem's leaving the field. Fascia thinking about taking off. And now the Red Sox will realize what's going on. As they thought it was the end of the inning. That was almost a huge break for Lynchburg. Sometimes counting is hard. Carson Tucker will step in. 0 for 3 on the night. Salem was ready for that ninth. They didn't want to wait any longer. Missing up and in for ball one. Liendo at second was the first to realize that it wasn't the end of the inning, and he instantly ran back to the second base bag to make sure Fasher couldn't go anywhere. Breaking ball in there. 1-1. James at first also had not left the bag at first, so Fasher could only take a couple steps off the bag just in case it was a big ploy to try to get him. Slow roller foul. 1-2. Runner on first. Two down. Bottom of the eighth inning. The 1-2 from Sena. Tucker fouls it back. The right-hander comes set at the belt. The 1-2 delivery to Tucker. Just missed. 2-2. Rez Kavanaugh on deck if he gets a chance. Hillcats still lead by one. Salem three outs to try to tie it or take the lead in the ninth. The 2-2. Breaking ball got him looking. And the Red Sox will keep it a one-run game. We head to the ninth. A 2-1 lead in favor of Lynchburg as we will step aside. Salem with three outs to try to at least get one run and extend this ball game. We'll be back with more after this from the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
Avoid the dog days of summer and come party with the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium July 18th through the 23rd as they play host to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. On Thursday, we will host another Copa night with a Day of the Dead theme. On Friday night, we'll be handing out specialty Hillcats souvenir cups to the first 500 fans. And then on Saturday, let your stresses fade away as we celebrate Margaritaville night at the ballpark. Waste away in Margaritaville with good vibes, baseball, and a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Tomas Reyes will take over on the mound for the Hillcats as Lynchburg looks to pick up the save and close out this ball game as they lead 2-1. Reyes on the season 1-0 with a .95 ERA. In 15 games, he's 5-for-5 in save opportunities. 21 strikeouts, 8 walks, only 2 earned runs. So we did surrender a home run a couple outings ago. Vasquez, he did his job. Two innings of no-hit baseball, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. It'll be Liendo, James, and Feliz due up for Salem in the ninth inning. Liendo, 2-for-3, and he's got a solo home run to his docket today. The solo shot in his last at-bat in the sixth inning was a no-doubter over the left field wall. As he poses a threat right out of the gate for Reyes. As we mentioned, Salem won their 600th game against the Hillcats last night. Lynchburg trying to win their 600th game against the Red Sox tonight. This series has been a dead heat all time. And even this season, why would you expect anything different? Salem leads the season series by one. As Liendo will dig in. A single and a home run to his record today. As the left-hander kicks and fires. Up high for ball one. Reyes, 5'11", 150, 23 years of age from the Dominican Republic. Back into the motion. Fires it in there, 1-1. He's been efficient for Lynchburg this year. They're going to count on him tonight to keep up that pace. Up and away, two balls, one strike. The lefty delivers. On the corner, 2-2. To be a big first out, keeping Liendo off the bases. The 2-2. Breaking ball, he fouled it away. 73-mile-an-hour curveball. Liendo, 30 stolen bases. So if he gets aboard, he can pose some trouble for Lynchburg. And leading off the ninth in a one-run ball game. He's a big out. 2-2. Popped up shallow right field. Kavanaugh ranging toward the line. And right on the chalk makes the grab for out number one. Lionel James will dig in. James 0-3. James had a home run earlier in this series. So no easy outs. All three of the batters due up for Salem have had a home run this week. First one misses low for ball one. So you can't just coast into this inning and expect to get out of it unscathed. The 1-0. Anthony's one ball, one strike. Reyes gets the sign, breathes, and delivers. Upstairs, 2-1. James bats from the right-hand side. The 2-1 delivery. Just missed the inside corner. Three balls, one strike. Salem has the tying run at the dish this whole inning. The 3-1. Fouled back. He had a fastball to his liking, but spoiled it. Full count. Reyes kicks and delivers. Grounder up the middle. Devers dives, can't make the play as it finds center field. And Salem has the tying run aboard and the go-ahead run at the plate. Albert Feliz 0-3. Two strikeouts and he flew out to center field in his last trip. Yesterday he was a double short of the cycle. A double here would tie the ball game most likely. The first pitch. He drives it to center field. Sidui, easy play as it sounded worse than it was. Two down. Gilberto Mexicano Everyone in the dugout looked at Guy Lipscomb, who typically ranges in center field. Tonight it's Lexter Sadui. Two down, top of the ninth inning. Tying run at first, Gilberto Mexicano, the go-ahead run at the plate. Tomas Reyes toes the rubber. Misses outside for ball one. Reyes not at all an intimidating figure on the mound. But the 1-0. Breaking ball, slow chopper. Reyes off the mound, slips, almost loses his balance, and gets him! Reyes looked like he was playing Twister and still got him. And that's how you end the ball game. Another save for Tomas Reyes, his sixth of the season, as the Hillcats win this one 2-1. We'll be back to recap it after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 non-stop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
It's the Hillcats' biggest homestand ever. The Lynchburg Hillcats return home for 12 straight days of baseball, June 27th through July 9th. The homestand will feature four fireworks shows on July 1st, 3rd, 4th, and the 8th as we celebrate our freedom with America's pastime. On July 6th, we'll be partnering with 76 Fuel to give away 760 free tickets to fans who download the Fuel Forward app. Get your tickets for the biggest homestand ever at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Hillcats win this one tonight, 2-1. But right now, let's toss it down to Andre Vile with tonight's Hillcat hero, Adam Tulloch.
All right, fans, I am here with your Hillcat hero for today, Adam Tulloch. Adam, four innings pitched with 8 strikeouts. What was your approach entering tonight facing the Salem lineup?
Just attack, trust the defense out there and let them work. And, you know, hopefully it's going to work out, and it did.
In your last two starts, 9 innings pitched, 3 hits, but most importantly, 16 strikeouts. What has been the keys to maintaining that success over the last two games?
Just staying on the gas, filling it up. You attack hitters, it's hard to hit, so keep doing that.
As we approach the All-Star break in just a couple of days, what is the importance of this break meaning to you and for the team, and what are some things that you're looking forward to during this break?
I think it'll be nice to get a few days off. We work hard day in and day out, so it'll be nice to have a little time off. I look forward to going to the pool, spending a little time there. That's it.
Fans, let's give it up for your Hillcat hero today, Adam Tulloch.
Thanks, Andre. Tulloch, 4 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts in what was an incredible ball game for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Hillcats scored both of their runs in the first inning. Zarate walked Hanau, doubled. Lopez would drive home Zarate, and Devers would drive home Hanau on a fielder's choice. So that would be all they would get from there. It was a pitcher's duel. Salem would get their one run in the sixth, a solo blast from Abram Liendo. But it was a pitcher's duel the rest of the ball game. Gervasio, Vasquez, and Reyes. 5 innings of 1 run, 1 hit. two-hit baseball to slam the door shut on the Red Sox here tonight. We'll be back again tomorrow, Faith and Family Night at the ballpark with fireworks after the game, so if you want to join us out for that fun night,
And get your tickets, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Once again, your final score here, Salem 2. Excuse me. Whoa. Like I said, 10 games in a row, it really gets to you after a while. Your final score tonight, Lynchburg 2, Salem 1. I'm Jason Prill, saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.